Hey everybody, welcome to the Kaiju Cast, man. We are here, we are in the building, and I would just like to say welcome to the first episode of the Kaiju Cast, man. It's your boy Will Cross Kai, as Sin Blade could not be here at the moment, but your boy is just drawing. We just doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, I'm doing my thing. Why did I say we? It's probably because I'm talking to my personalities, so let's not invoke them here at this moment. We're gonna try not to do that. All right, so first thing I want to let you guys know, with the Kaiju Cast is we're going to be doing a lot of debating, a lot of talking, a lot of ranting, anything that your heart desires. That's right. Anything that your heart desires, as long as it has to do with the nerdy sorts. All right. Now, I'm not really used to this right now. And, gosh, man, this is my first podcast. I'm a little bit nervous. Anybody else notice that I'm a little bit nervous? I feel like I'm a little bit nervous. But anyway, first topic of the day, man, is, well, first, instead of doing the first topic, let's talk about some, well, not sponsorships so much, but we're going to go ahead and do the shameless plug for today. So the shameless plug is Zero Arts Entertainment LLC. That's right, my company, shameless plug, you already know. And we just got done launching the Zero Collects line with the trading cards, and they have all the characters that are trademarked under Zero Arts Entertainment LLC. All the characters that are part of all the projects that are a part of Zero Arts Entertainment is in those cards, okay? So right now we have card 1 and 2 done. We're working on 3. Go ahead and cop those. Just remember Zero Arts Entertainment LLC in your prayers, seeing as how I'm the one working with them. But yeah, man. So listen. First topic. So first topic I definitely want to talk about is, this is going to be the anime corner. I want to know from you guys at some point in time, what do you feel about the most overhyped anime? Okay, so check this out. I was watching this YouTube video by RDC World 1. All right. And, I love those guys. I love those guys to death. If you guys haven't seen any of their videos, I suggest you go over to YouTube and type in RDC World 1, okay? And go ahead and check them out, man. They are effing hilarious, man. But they talk about anime, games, and things of that nature. And these are some real, real cool dudes, man. Real, real cool dudes. And there was a topic today that they touched on that really, really got my attention and had me buzzing all around. And that is, what is the most overhyped anime? Okay, so check this out. They're saying that Dragon Ball Super is overhyped. So we're going to touch on that subject here real quick. How does everybody feel about Dragon Ball Super? You guys are more than welcome to let me know by commenting on the cast. I don't know how that works considering, but when I figure that out, you guys will be the first to know. So that way, one of you will be the first that I hear from. And you guys will get a shout out on the next cast for touching on some topics here. So Dragon Ball Super, and they made some interesting points. Okay, so Dragon Ball Super, actually some of the points are the points that I felt needed to be touched on about Dragon Ball Super. And what I would like to say is that it is overhyped. Dragon Ball Super was very overhyped. Am I one of the people that kind of overhyped it? Yes, because we finally got a Dragon Ball after God knows how long, how many years has it been since Dragon Ball Z and GT, the one that will not be named, which I feel kind of bad because I kind of like GT, but that's neither here or there. We're not going to get into that. But the animation, they touched on that the animation was not as clean as the old Dragon Ball. And can we say we agree with that? I don't know. Me, personally, I didn't really see too much wrong with the animation. I've seen some points wrong with the animation. But I will say this in their defense for the animation. They were on a crunch time slot at this moment. You have a lot of people that were looking forward to Dragon Ball Super. A lot of people. And what ends up happening is that there's an overgrowth in supply and demand. More of, you know, a times two on supply and demand. And I feel bad for those guys because they really, really had to work in crunch time. They really had to get so much done in a short little bit of time because of the time slot that they had and with Akira Toriyama officially working on Dragon Ball Super, and that's what happened to GT, was Akira Toriyama was not working on it, so thus and therefore it wasn't considered canon, and now we have an actual Dragon Ball succession to Dragon Ball Z, which was Dragon Ball Super, because Akira Toriyama was working on it. And there was just a lot of, oh man, we need to have these episodes done by this time because we're on this time slot, which was a very, very prime time slot over there in Japan, from what I'm hearing. And, Jesus, man, it's really hard. Take it from somebody that worked on animation for a long time. I've actually went to college for animation, and that is gruesome. Is it fun, though? Yes, it's fun in aspect. Not a lot of people are going to hear that from other people because, you know, it is very time-consuming. However, once you really get into the process, it's actually really fun. But no matter how fun it is, it's still time-consuming, guys. So there are going to be mistakes made. Do I feel like maybe they should have delayed it a day or two so they could have a little bit more editing and finalizing? Yes, because there was a lot of mistakes that were really seen. Like, for instance, the Goku versus Beerus fight, where Goku had the thumb and had his left thumb on his right hand. And there was just a lot of penciling that wasn't clean enough. I kind of feel like if they would have took maybe, I don't know, I this is just a ballpark, guys, a week or two to finalize that, cool, you know what I'm saying? But you know, you can't really guarantee that's what's going to happen due to the fact that you were at a crunch time slot. So we touched on the animation not being so the greatest at this particular moment, but I will give those guys points for working in such a crunch time slot. Not a lot of people think about that, man. Not a lot of people think about that. The point two that they came up with for Dragon Ball Super and it being overhyped was that it wasn't the best that we could have gotten. Now, what I'm going to say about this is, because it's not necessarily them dissing on Dragon Ball Super, because they love Dragon Ball. They love the Dragon Ball series a lot. So, hey guys, don't come for me. But the problem with Super on that front was that we had got a lot of filler that was just the movie, okay? So the resurrection of F was redone again, which is something that I was afraid of. I actually predicted that before the show actually came out. I knew they were going to do that. There's a lot of things that anime series like to do after releasing a movie, and that's include it in an episodic feature in the show. Is it needed? No, I don't really think it's needed. Anime has this thing with fillers right now that is being very, very detested. I get it. There is a such thing as character development. I get it. There is something called story development and story progression. I get it. Pacing. I get it. But how much pacing do we really need? Do we really need an episodic adventure of a movie that was already released and was already seen? No, I think not. And it seems how they're coming back with another Dragon Ball Super here pretty soon, or I think pretty soon. I really think they should steer away from doing the Broly fight. Okay, for a Dragon Ball Super Broly movie, I really think they should avoid making that an episodic adventure too. I get it that you guys need to add some filler in there to help the story progress and pace and get the characters developed well. But I think you should just start where you left off. There is literally no point in putting a movie in an episodic adventure. That is just a waste of time. We've already seen this. And at this point, you're going to lose viewers for those episodes because of that. Nobody wants to see something they've already seen. We want to see what happens after. That's what we've been anticipating. And if you guys are going to make us wait, you guys are going to make your timing fall off. And therefore, we're not going to be interested enough to, we're not going to stay interested enough to see what happens after that episodic adventure slash movie. We're losing interest. We are completely losing interest. Another thing is that the power scaling on Dragon Ball. Now, I'm sorry, guys. I don't really know why they touched on this, because that has also been a problem with the Dragon Ball series. There is really no point in bringing this up. Power levels are shit. They are completely shit. They have been completely and totally skewed since Dragon Ball Z. Or in the words of Team Four Stars, Dragon Ball Z Abridged, Vegeta. Power levels are bullshit. pretty much, man. Pretty much at this point, you hit the nail on the head there, Vegeta. What's another thing that they touched on for Dragon Ball Super that made it overhyped? Do I agree with some of these points? Yes. Do I think there are some reasons, logical reasons for them? Yes. Therefore, we can't really set our sights upon condemning them for doing what they did, giving the time, the little bit of time that they had. Yeah, man, that's basically it for the Dragon Ball Super. They also said One Punch Man. I will actually have to agree with this one too. One Punch Man was very, very overhyped. It was too overhyped. There was really no point in it being overhyped as it was. Now, am I saying that One Punch Man was not clean? No, One Punch Man was clean. Season 1 lived up to the hype as much as it needed to. For everybody hyping up One Punch Man for Season 1, it matched the hypeness. It matched the hypeness. What they had content-wise on the inside of that anime for Season 1 was matched. I truly believe that it was. It was matched. And you know what? I'm not going to comment on Season 2. Let's get that one thing, and let's get that straight, guys. I'm not going to comment on the Season 2 because I haven't seen Season 2 yet. I'm going to get on Season 2 at some point in time. I just haven't gotten a chance to watch Season 2 yet. But make a mental note of that, Kaiju. Will Kai has to watch Season 2 so I know what's going on. Attack on Titan. Yes. See, Attack on Titan is the ish. I love Attack on Titan. I loved it. The first season was a little bit overhyped, though. The first season was a little overhyped, but it did live up to the standard. Season 2, meh. Season 3, haven't seen yet, but I'm telling you, the way that Season 2 had progressed throughout time was a little bit boring. I did find myself falling asleep on it. And we're not going to get into live actions right now. We're not going to get into live actions because I don't really think that's fair at this moment to get into live actions. We're going to steer away from the live actions. Did I watch them, though? Because I always give them a college try. I give all live actions a college try. And I do say that everybody else should, too, because there are some live actions that were pretty, pretty good. What else did they say? They said that, let's see, Dragon Ball Super, Attack on Titan, One Punch Man, My Hero Academia. Oh, when they got on this topic, man, my soul was crushed because they didn't really say that it was overhyped so much, but there is an overhypeness to it that they felt like it wasn't matched. They said Season 1 was good. They said Season 2 was meh. And they said Season 3 was all right. The reasons they said that was some of the pointers that they had, and I'm paraphrasing here, so don't quote me on what I'm saying, but they said that the way the villains are in scaling to the heroes in high school, the heroes in training, there should be no way that some of them could run hands with them. Let me tell you something. First of all, Midoriya, I was rooting for him all day. Let me tell you something, Kaiju, my fellow otaku, my fellow Kaiju in the colony. There is one thing that I do not like to do, and that is root for the main character, because I don't want to be that guy on the tip of some fucking main character. I really don't. I actually had that problem when I was a kid with for example, Power Rangers. Loved the Red Ranger. The Red Ranger was the leader. At this particular point, dude, I was not thinking about that. I was just thinking about the fact that I liked the color red and I liked the character. I couldn't really like any other characters. I did like the Yellow Ranger. I did like the Black Ranger, but not as much as Red. That is a problem I had as a child. Anything that was a leader and was red, that was the problem. And either though I didn't pay attention to the fact that they were the leader, it was just so much as the color is what caught my attention and what they had weapons-wise, their abilities, and so on and so forth. So that's what I've equated to anime. when I watch anime, I try to steer away from the main characters, because the main characters are always going to have that sort of that progression where you gotta sort of kind of like them. They gotta be badass. They gotta overcome obstacles. They gotta be that underdog that comes out on top. I want to see, when I watch anime or any other show now, I always look for the underdogs and the side cast characters. I always look for them because I want to see how well somebody progresses their story with the side characters and the support characters. They are just as important to the story as the main character, and that's just how I feel about it. Case in point, I love Hiei. I love Kurama. I actually like Kuwabara from Yu Yu Hakusho. Not a lot of people do. I also yeah, I'm also into I'm also into the main character on Yu Yu Hakusho as well, though, because Yusuke just runs hands. You can't tell me Yusuke can't run hands, man. Catch that fade. You will catch that fade altogether. Spirit gun, bow. Shotgun, bow. Spirit wave, bow. You know what I'm saying? And Yusuke didn't give two fucks. Like, he was taught in art of martial arts and in spirit energy by Master Genkai, and this old lady will run your fade quicker than you could say hopscotch. I don't know why hopscotch, but I had to have something to say. And Yusuke was one of those people where he will give you that form here and there, but the true brawler, the true high school brawling bully comes out, the middle schooler comes out completely. He will run so much hands with you, it's not even funny. He will deck you, he will headbutt you, he will kick you, he will knee you, he will grab you, he will tackle you to the ground and pummel you. This man will give you hands. None of that fancy, oh, I'm gonna wave my arms and all of this other stuff. No, when you fought Yusuke, prepare to run hands, bruh. Prepare to run hands. I'm gonna give you a little bit of that, what you looking for, but when I get a hold of you, it's all day. Clap, 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 clap. So I have to definitely give it to Yusuke. And just the animation, even though it was, the animation is kind of, old, I still like the vintage and the old school anime style that was in Yu Yu Hakusho. I always enjoy anime like that. But then again, I grew up on anime like that. And so seeing that style, that sense of style and that era, it just, I don't know. It brings back not only nostalgia, but it literally just brings back warm feelings about anime. So for sure, I kind of, I'm sorry, I completely derailed from the topic. But but back to My Hero, they were basically saying that, you know what I'm saying, Izuku Midoriya shouldn't have been able to take on Muscle Man. Here's my input on that. I think Midoriya is more than capable on taking on most of those villains for reasons. Now, I think what's going on right now is that I don't want to say bite style. They're really trying not to, they're really trying not to ride the tip, for sure. But Izuku has a lot of quality. I will root for this main character. This anime makes me root for main characters, for real. Izuku Midoriya Deku is 100 right-hand man in the bag, bro. Like, I love Deku all day. You know what I'm saying? You cannot tell me that Deku don't deserve his props, for real, for real. I'm gonna gush a little bit here. Pause on that. Listen, Izuku is not only strong now that he has that quirk, but the one thing that Izuku had going for him, period, was the fact that he was smart. A lot of people are sleeping on that. I'm not saying that he's smarter than Ida. I'm not saying that he's smarter than Momo. I'm not saying that he's smarter than Todoroki. But what I am saying is that either as Todoroki as being one of the most talented teen heroes, you know what I'm saying? The heroes in training for UA, Deku is actually really smart. Deku is really, really smart. And he always found a way to observe and look at things from different angles. And he's just a natural born leader. Either though he humbly declines the role, he literally is just a natural born leader. There is something about Deku that he always has that factor to the point where you can't help but follow him. There's nothing wrong with that. I think a lot of people are sleeping on Deku. He is highly intelligent. And with a quirk behind him like that, he has a way of analyst. Think about this. Either though he did get inspiration from Ida, think about this. He was literally injuring himself by using One for All. And yes, was it the reckless ways? Yes, it was reckless ways. However, he did it because he stood by the actual term for hero. He stood by that term. He stood by the meaning of what a true hero really is. Sometimes, man, you are put in a situation where you can't really think. It's just a feeling. It's that morality. It's literally that morality from distinguishing right from wrong. And that's what Deku has. He has that in spades. He has the heart. He has the hands. He has the smarts. And with this quirk behind him, having One for All like that, he is an immovable force, okay? Period. And the man was so smart that he was about to lose his complete and total career before it began because he was injuring himself time and time again with his arms. And then he found a way to brace them. He modified his outfit to brace his arms so he doesn't take that much impact. But he switched up his style and decided to use One for All in his legs, bro. The inspiration from Ida, I also think the inspiration comes from All Might's mentor. What's his name? Oh my gosh, how am I forgetting his name? I don't know why I'm forgetting. It's that yellow speedster. What is his name? God, I can't believe I'm forgetting his name, man. But Gran Turismo. Like I'm playing PlayStation, like I'm about to whip it around some corners, bruh. No, I mean Gran Turismo. And seeing Gran Turismo using his speed, being able to zip around and stuff like that, I think that's where Midoriya got a lot of his inspiration from, was Gran Turismo and Ida. So encompassing and changing his style to a shoot style where he just uses his legs mostly for his attacks and his arm. That's when you look at it from the way and perspective that they put it, he literally had to put some thought into this. He did a lot of work where he pulled and lifted, and that's a lot of leg strength, a lot of core, a lot of leg strength. I really do believe that Deku deserves the props for taking out Muscle Man, for sure. He had the heart, he had the spirit, he definitely had the quirk, he has the talent, and he had the smarts. I think giving him that win I have to disagree with RDC World on this one. You have to give Deku props. Him taking out Muscle Man makes perfect sense. And Deku being able to tap into that 1 million percentile of All for One. I mean, not All for One, but One for All. I seem to get those mixed up a lot, and it's just because I think faster than I speak. But give that man props. Another topic that they brought up for My Hero is that second season, the school festival was a little bit underwhelming. Now, I will agree with that because there were certain heroes that I really wanted to see battle it out. And they kind of gave us that whole kid, we're going to play that one game that you usually always see in most anime for school. Like, where you have, like, people on the ground and then there's one person on top of everybody else and they move them around. I don't remember what that is or what they called it, but you see that in anime a lot when they're in school. And you see characters in school, they usually play that game. My thing is that, I really didn't want to watch that. There is some excitement and some intensity to it, so don't get me wrong, but I really didn't want to see that. I wanted to see a tournament arc. I think everybody looks forward to a tournament arc in shonen anime. Everybody does. Every single person does. And that's the thing. That's what I wanted to see. And now, does everybody want to see that? Oh, I mean, not particularly. I mean, we always get a tournament arc in a shonen anime. So, I mean, that's something that is to be expected. But I don't really think that's something that everybody wants to see all the time. But when we see it, we want to get down to the bare bones of it. And they were talking about how a lot of people were saying that it was better than first season Naruto. And they love first season Naruto. They really do. You can see it in spades. Can you say it's the greatest? No, I'm not saying that My Hero Academia is better than Naruto. But I think they have... Because a lot of people have said this. That they overhype... Naruto. Like, the first season of Naruto. Like, back when Naruto was a kid. I think that's a little bit overhyped. A lot of Naruto, at that particular point in time, was boring. Now, I say this... not influenced by this new generation of anime where each season is like 24 episodes long, okay? We all can't be a Dragon Ball, we all can't be a Bleach, and we all can't be a One Piece. It's just not a thing. But, hell, even Fairy Tail at some point. I just really, really, really truly believe that Naruto is definitely overhyped. Now, am I saying that there were not great moments in there? No. Naruto had some amazing moments. Chunin exam, finding Sasuke was one of my favorite arcs because it was the boys going after Sasuke and trying to bring him back with Naruto leading a cannonball team of Kiba, Choji, and Neji, and Shikamaru. And I loved that arc. I loved that arc because I got to see these guys put in the work and give out what their true potential, what they really had in their true potential, especially Choji. Choji was one of my favorite memories and favorite fights because I loved how he had so much grit and resolve, and he did the whole butterfly mode and turned skinny. Dude, oh my God, Chubby's rule, bruh. Like, I'm right there. Chubby's rule, my nigga. And I'm not going to shortchange that ever. Ever. I'm not going to shortchange that ever. So, with that being said, guys, I really think they're kind of overhyping Naruto because there was just way too much filler for Naruto. And I felt like they didn't want to end it because it was having such a good run. So, they made so much filler at the end. No, give me what I came to see and then move on, dude. There's really no sense. And yes, there is, like I said before earlier, there is a such thing as character development and all that other stuff. But I really think there's only so much you could do with that. Bleach did the same thing that kind of turned me off from Bleach. I actually stopped watching Bleach at one point in time and I missed out a lot because I just got afraid of turning on the TV or going to watch it and then hit a filler arc that I just really didn't care to see. So there's ways of doing that, and there's ways of doing pacing and stuff like that better, and there are ways to do things completely, entirely better as opposed to what the heck they did. I do not approve of that, so I think that little bit of Naruto, I'm not agreeing with most of the fan community base for My Hero Academia. I'm not saying that it's better than Naruto, but by damn it, you need to give My Hero Academia its props. First season, amazing. Second season, it could have gotten better, but it wasn't something to slouch at. Third season was immaculate. It was very good, and I think they stepped up their game. I truly, wholeheartedly believe that season 3 was really good, and I can't wait for season 4. But comparing it to Naruto isn't fair because Naruto kind of actually has seniority and was part of the big 3. But don't give Naruto too much credit, man. Especially after Boruto is kind of running it into the ground. Neither here or there. They're saying Black Clover is also overhyped. I watched a lot of Black Clover. I know I gotta catch up on some new episodes, but I've watched a lot of Black Clover, and I will say this. Black Clover is good, but it's not something to holler at, man. It's not something that I'm gonna come home to mama and be like, hey, let's watch some Black Clover. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that at all. I'm gonna watch it by myself silently, and I'm gonna root for the nice moments, and I'm going to go all for the bad moments because it's not piquing my attention right now. It's definitely not piquing my attention right now as far as that is concerned. So with that being said, Black Clover is actually overhyped. It has very good moments. It's really good anime, but it's not exactly what everybody is trying to make it out to be. So I would like for people to refrain from actually trying to use that as a thing. Black Clover, I really do believe, is not going to be the big three. And if it is, I don't really think it deserves to be big three. I think it deserves to be in there with the nice shonen anime of this year, but I don't think that it deserves big three. What's another one that they did? I'm not gonna like stay on this subject way too much. I want to hear what your guys' opinions are. Do you think RDC World 1 made a great point about them being overhyped? Oh wait, they said Sword Art Online was overhyped too. Now we have to wholeheartedly agree with that. I'm sorry guys, Sword Art Online was way too overhyped. It was a very good anime, very good show, but I think they kind of ran Sword Art Online into the ground. I think they're really trying to capitalize on the hype for that still. And I just really don't think it's a good idea. I think we should let Sword Art Online. I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart and because I still love the anime, but I think it's about time to let it die. I really do believe we should let Sword Art Online die. Tokyo Ghoul, they said that was overhyped as well. Season 3 didn't come through. I did watch Season 3. And Season 3 was very underwhelming because it did one of those things, again, that normal anime does. And there's just certain shit that I just really believe that we don't need to see. Move on. We don't need to see this. We don't need to touch on this for this long. Let's move on. I don't want to see this. You know, Season 2 was okay. Season 1 was amazing. I don't know what it is with anime now where Season 1 is just amazing and they build up so much remarkable pace for that and then they just drop the ball next season. I don't get that. It just... But do you agree with their list? Do you really believe that these anime are overhyped? What reasons would you give that you would agree with them? What reasons would you give to disagree with them? Once again, RDC World 1, amazing people. Go watch them. Their content is amazing. They're hilarious, and they make very, very good points when they have their discussions. You guys should check them out. RDC World 1. There. So that was that topic for today's cast. One of the topics for today's cast, and that is what is the overhyped anime? Like I said, always hit me up and let me know your thoughts. Now we're going to move on. We're going to move on to another topic, and that is anime recommendations for today. I am watching an anime called Twin Star Exorcist. And I like Twin Star Exorcist. I really do. I love Twin Star Exorcist. It's basically about this boy and this girl, and the girl, this chick, is supposed to be one of these prodigies or whatever, and she can exorcise just about any spirit. She's badass, you know, blah blah blah. I'm the badass chick. And then it's also about this boy who is also an exorcist, but he gave up on that life. I'm not completely through it yet, so I can't tell you what he goes through to put him to that. But we actually come into the anime with getting to know this kid as not an exorcist. Like, he's just around town trying to be a normal, like, you know what I'm saying, kid. He's trying to be a normal kid. You know, he's trying to go on dates. He's trying to, he's just trying to live his life. He doesn't want to be an exorcist no more. But then these guys come together and it's supposed to be this whole, myth or legend or something like that, a prophecy that comes from fruition about the twin star exorcist, where this boy and this girl, or these two exorcists, are supposed to be they're supposed to be both stronger together type of thing, and they need to marry each other and have a kid and all this other stuff. It's really wacky, and of course these two do not have those feelings for each other right now, as you can tell. As far as I'm in the anime, I think I'm like episode 15. They are really not into each other to be trying to get married, for real, for real. And it's one of those quirky things about the anime where it's the typical, they are not into each other, but they're destined to be together. Very, very cute and very fun, action-packed, love it. The action is amazing. It's very intense. And it's just, it's funny. I do recommend Twin Star Exorcist. If you guys haven't seen it, if you haven't picked it up yet, I seen it on a Facebook post at one point. I'm following this community, and somebody posted a picture of it, and it just looked interesting. So I figured I'd just click on it and tap into that. So yeah, Twin Star Exorcist gets the recommendation of today. I want you guys to look up Twin Star Exorcist. It is dubbed, and it is also in subbed. Which brings me to my next topic. What do you guys prefer? Do you guys prefer dubbed? Do you guys prefer subbed? What does Will Kai have to say about this? There are pros and cons to both. I do like supporting American anime voice actors. I really do. I support that career. So I do like dub. I'm not going to lie. I do like dub because I watch anime with my family. So I watch it with my sons and I watch it with my waifu. And at this particular point moment, my waifu is only going to watch anime that's actually in dub. She was one of those, I'll get into that story later. We're not going to get into that story, but like, she's not going to watch it unless it's dubbed, and she really, really has to like it. So I prefer dubbed at this moment because it allows me to have time to spend with my family and we can watch an anime together. We always have anime time, anime family time. So that's something that, yeah, I have to give it up for it, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully you guys agree with me on that one. So we got the recommend. We touched on topic one. Topic two was anime recommendations. Three is it. Okay, so let's go into the story. I want to share this story with you guys. My waifu, okay, Soulstorm 777, okay, because she also streams with me on Twitch, and she also has her own Twitch. She's doing her own thing right now. She doesn't really have any videos up yet, but she, when she starts streaming, she wants to do cooking. So make sure you guys stop by at Soulstorm 777. That's Soulstorm 777, and check her out, man. Give her a follow, give her some love. And she's gonna do like cooking stuff for streaming. She's gonna be a stream cook, so she's gonna be doing recipes on Twitch and things of that nature, and just good wholesome entertainment. And you know, maybe you guys can learn it too, because I'm telling you right now, when that girl cooks, she can cook. Ugh, tell you what, man, all day, every day. She put a plate in my face, right in front of my face, and I eat that, son. I do get excited. I'm not going to lie. A little bit overexcited. I'm going to calm it down. Now we're going to go back to the topic of story time. Story time right now. How I got my waifu to like anime. Okay, so she likes video games. I met her through work. And she was one of those, she was a party girl. She's not a party girl no more. We have our son. She kind of slowed down on that and put that to a stop. She doesn't really party or anything else like that anymore. Love her to death. Beautiful person. And, so when I met her, we would talk and you know, joke around, have fun. I would go to her parties at her house and we would play video games and, immaculate fucking Mortal Kombat player. I tell you what, I have never met a match fighting game wise. And I will tell you, when it comes to Mortal Kombat, you put Mortal Kombat in, that girl will slay you. We picked up Mortal Kombat 11. Really good. Really, really good game. And she would always talk major-ish. I'm talking about major-ish. She would sit up there and she would say, oh, you know, I can beat y'all in Mortal Kombat. So through a mutual friend, my best friend and brother, Philip Lyles, he challenged her to Mortal Kombat because she was talking a lot of ish. And so he said up and down, he could beat her, blah, 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 blah. So we went over her house. We were playing Mortal Kombat 9, I believe. It was Mortal Kombat 9. And, he was playing Mortal Kombat 9. And she beat his ass. And so every time she beat his ass, her head got bigger. Because nobody else could beat her. Everybody else who tried to play her around her lost. And so I came into the picture and I was talking mad-ish to her. She was talking mad-ish to me and she was like, well, I beat up Phil. And I was like, hold on 1 second. Let's get first one thing straight. I beat Phil. Okay. Don't ever put me and Phil in the same category when it comes to fighting games, because I'll tell you, I am worldwide hated by my friends. They do not want to play any fighting games with me. And so I went to her house and it came time, man. Came to one of her after parties after the club, came to the house and we were just sitting there chilling. We were about to boot up some more combat. She was like, okay, it's time for that ass whooping. I'm like, all right, well, I'm about to throw hands. Completely underestimated this chick. I completely underestimated her. And Soon as we pressed start, soon as we chose the characters, we got into the arena. It was about time to throw down. She beat my ass. She completely beat my ass, bro. Like, I kid you not. She threw hands and she threw hands great. Threw them horribly. I lost fantabulously. I lost fantabulously. And I remember being embarrassed because I was talking a lot of shit, dude. I am skilled in fighting games, but Jesus, I underestimated her that day. And I told myself, never again. So the next time I came over, I gave her a big head. She was like, I beat Phil. I beat you. Can't nobody beat me. I was like, okay. All right. Now, mind you, guys, I didn't have the game. I didn't have Mortal Kombat 9. And I came over and I was like, all right. We about to run hands again. But I bet you it ain't gonna be like last time. So she was talking that mad-ish. So she beat me the first round. And then I beat her the other round. And she would beat me the next round. And so it was an alternating back and forth until like match 4 where I beat her. And then match 5, she was like, okay, I'm gonna get you again. And she's like, I'm gonna get you. And then she lost again. There is a rule between my friends and me that they set up and that I wholeheartedly embrace. Don't let me get that second win. I get that first win and you beat me, you in the clear. But if I win that second round, it's all downhill for you. It's all downhill for you. Like there's no coming back. You got yourself put in this hole and there is no coming back. And I told her this and she didn't believe me. She would laugh it off. She was like, I got you. And then I won the second round. Then I won the third round. Then I won the fourth round. Then I won the fifth round. And every time we play Mortal Kombat now, I tear her ass asunder. She hates that, bro. But she is a formidable opponent, but I think I got off track of the story. I don't know how I did that. I always rant. I gotta stop ranting. So anyway, she's into video games, but she wasn't into anime. She was like, oh, all anime is like Dragon Ball Z. And I was like, hold up. As a mangaka, as a person that owns a company and does manga and anime as a career, if I'm gonna be with somebody, I can't have you hating on this because I want you to support me. I want you to be a part of this world. I don't want you hating on something that I love, enjoy, and I'm pursuing a career in. So I was like, no, all anime is not the same. And I'm a person where I don't like romance movies. I hate them to death. They're so predictable. I actually like one romance movie now, and that's Me Before You, and that is my ish. Okay, y'all can hate on me all you want, but that's my ish. But I wouldn't watch romance unless it was anime or it was a romantic comedy. Other than that, I didn't watch any romance movies. And so we made a deal. She was like, I'll watch an anime if you watch romantic movies. And I was like, okay, I did it for the culture. Let me tell you something. Normally, I would have said no to any of these women. Any woman that has ever tried to do that, I swear to God, I would have said no to. Period. Any woman that was trying to do that, I would have said no. But I had to do it for the culture because I really wanted her. I really wanted her on my team. I really wanted her to be in my life. I wanted to be in her life. I wanted us to be together. And it was just something that I knew I was going to have to compromise on. But I knew once I got her to do that, she was going to change her mind because I am a firm believer that there is an anime for somebody out there. Somebody, man. There is an anime out there for somebody. And so I told her that. And the first anime that we watched after making that agreement was Case Closed, or to some diehard fans, Detective Conan. And she loves it. She completely loved it. The first episode, and I was like, oh, you know, we can turn it off or whatever because you don't like anime. And she was like, nope. She was like, is there another episode? Can we watch another episode? So we watched another episode. And we literally laid in bed all night watching Case Closed until she fell asleep. She loves Case Closed. And then I let her borrow Ranma 1/2. Yep, we're going through the classics and the greats right now. She loved that one. And what was another one she loved? Seraph of the End. She loves that one. And she also loves vampires too. So I think I kind of like won her over on that. She didn't like X all that much. She still doesn't like Dragon Ball Z, but I wouldn't ever try to make her watch Dragon Ball Z. She just doesn't like Dragon Ball Z. She's not going to do it. But yeah, man, that's story time for right now. My wife, who watches anime with me, we have anime family time, and I love her to death, and I love my family to death, and I'm glad that that's something that we can bond over. I will share with you my oldest son's first anime that he watched next time on the Kaiju Cast, but I think we're gonna hang it up right now, guys. I think we're gonna call it for the first Kaiju Cast. But listen, man, I really want to thank all the Kaiju of the colony for coming in and listening to the podcast. I want to thank everybody who stayed and listened and humored me out. We're gonna do so much more. I'm gonna start planning these Kaiju Casts a little bit better, and we're gonna touch on some topics, we're gonna go through some news, but I really wanted to just do this and get it out of the way. So With that being said, guys, I just really want to say thank you. And that if you're not a Kaiju yet, all you got to do is go to my Twitch, and that is twitch.tv/WillXKai. Follow, show some love, be part of the Kaiju colony. And we got some merch and stuff like that, but I'll touch on merch next time. We're not really going to worry about that right now. I'm just going to sit on this little nest egg of the first Kaiju Cast. And I just want to say thank you guys for stopping through and listening to my rant and listening to my topics and just being a part of this. Gosh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to do more. But yeah, love you guys. Welcome to the Kaiju Colony. This is Will Cross Kai. And this is what the Kaiju Call is. This is what we do in the Kaiju Colony. It's called the Kaiju Call. And the Kaiju Call is hashtag I'm so nerdy. Yep, that's right, boys, man. I am out of here. Come back for another Kaiju Cast.